like fine engineering. Basically, mining, construction, I'm an engineer, biological systems, I process information, make chemicals, fabricate materials and structures, produce energy, provide food, and maintain the cost of the carbon environment.
Okay.
So knowing just a little bit more about it, would you say you want to get something about the methodology, or do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Have you seen anything in the media about the methodology or anything?
No.
So no personal interaction with the methodology as well?
No.
That's fair enough. It is quite opinionated, so like 10 years old, so not many people do know much about it. Do you know what genetic modification is?
I have heard a bit, but explain a bit further.
Okay, so genetic modification is just a scientific alteration of the structure of genetic material that within the organism uses the recombinant DNA employed for such purposes to create bacteria like that synthesized in the bread. So basically, it's just really about taking a gene out of one organism and basically applying it in another organism to elicit that typical response. Okay, how do you feel about genetic modification?
Yeah, so does that happen a lot then? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, not bad. Have you seen any on the media that influenced your opinion? Like, I don't know if you saw about the potatoes, like the protests that they had here?
Yes, the GM.
Oh yeah,
there is actually quite a lot in the news about that, isn't there? Yeah, all the protests and things.
So would you say that's kept your... Have you always, like, kept your opinion the same towards it, or would you say have you read something in the paper?
I don't know if I'm for or against it, really. It just depends. I mean, obviously, you know, they do a lot of things now with it. So, yeah, I suppose it's not such a bad thing, whereas obviously some people think it is.
So you say it's perfectly... You think even though it does have quite bad press,
yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm undecided.
Do you think either of the approaches to methodology or GM like could further help the world, like sort of hypothetical future, like one day? Or do you reckon that it may be like their approach is more harmful, like scientists maybe use it a bit?
No, I think it could help people. I don't think it would be harmful. I think if it was harmful, people would stop it now. So, yeah, I think, you know, all the advances they're doing in science nowadays will help people in the future.
Yeah. Do you think you'd feel any differently about these approaches if more information was already available, or do you feel that you're enough?
Probably, yeah. So with more information, you know, to give people a better understanding, maybe more information in the media also as well.
Especially in biology, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Basically, the next question is, there's five pictures.
Okay.
Basically, I just want you to say which ones you think are either a result of synthetic biology, genetic modification, or natural, or you can say a combination of two, like GM and natural, or GM synthetic biology.
Okay. I think the beagle is natural. Number two, I think that would be genetic modification, I think. the other thing is natural. Number four, I think, is synthetic. Number five is genetic.
So, thanks.
Thank you.